All right, day one of 49ers training camp, practice-wise, is in the books. So maybe we could have called yesterday day zero. First practice in the books. Trent Williams wasn't there. Who remembers this night in 2021? Trent Williams, Alex Mack, and reliving the Instagram flurry of a night as the 49ers rebuilt their offensive line. That was the night that I think it was 12:24 a.m. Yep, at 12:24 a.m. Richard Sherman tipped me off. He said, hey, you should go check Trent Williams' Instagram. That was the night that Trent agreed to a record-breaking deal with the 49ers. It is the contract that Trent Williams is currently on with San Francisco. That was a six-year contract worth over $138 million that made Trent Williams at the time the highest-paid offensive tackle in NFL history. Well, now Trent Williams is holding out because all of the guaranteed money on Trent Williams' contract is now in the past. Here you could see the numbers on over the cap. Trent Williams is in 2024, base salary $20 million. The prorated signing bonus has already been paid, although not all of it has hit the salary cap. The per-game roster bonus total is set to be earned this year. The workout bonus is $100,000. That ship has already sailed. I don't think that Trent Williams was at OTAs. I think he was at mandatory mini camp, but he missed one of the days due to his daughter's graduation. Anyway, the point is that this column right here, guaranteed salary, this is zero. There's nothing guaranteed. This is very similar to the Christian McCaffrey contract situation that the 49ers dealt with a little bit over a month ago. And how did they deal with the Christian McCaffrey situation? Well, they were able to extend him, award him with guaranteed money, and subsequently lower his salary cap hit for 2024. And that is how the 49ers are trying to address this Trent Williams situation. There is a way for that win-win to happen. We've seen it with how the 49ers operate, and they are operating right now within the larger structure of a rising NFL salary cap. If revenue continues to go up, the salary cap will continue to go up, which means that you can afford to push money into the future. So in the case of Christian McCaffrey, you can see the accordion-style structure that the 49ers were able to execute here. They lowered his 2024 base salary to the veteran minimum of $1.2 million. There is a new signing bonus that the 49ers gave McCaffrey that stretches up to 5 years against the salary cap. So they still pay for this new signing bonus all the way to 2028. There is a new guaranteed option bonus that kicks in for Christian McCaffrey in 2025. That option bonus is paid for against the cap all the way until 2029. A second option bonus kicks in 2026. It's on the books all the way until 2030. The 49ers can do the same thing structurally with Trent Williams, but they're in an even more delicate situation here than they were with Christian McCaffrey because Williams is 36 years old. Structure is more important than money here. As you can tell, with the money, you can find a way to make it fit under the salary cap by stretching it out like an accordion over time. But if Williams is 36 years old and say that he retires after this coming season, well, that means that take this Christian McCaffrey contract. Say that McCaffrey retired. Just use it for hypothetical purposes right now. If McCaffrey retired after the 2025 season, then all the money that has been paid to him or is owed to him in a guaranteed fashion but is not yet counting against the salary cap at that point, all of that money, which is all of the blue, all of the green, and all of the teal from 2025 onward, that's a big chunk of this colored space, all of that would accelerate to hit the cap at once. You could run a post-June 1st designation on the retirement, but still, there would be a whole heck of a lot of dead money inefficiently hitting the cap to the point where it could threaten the 49ers' float control. It could threaten their ability to stay under the salary cap in any given season in the near future. So with McCaffrey, retirement is not an imminent threat. But with Trent Williams, retirement is a much more imminent danger since he's 36 years old. So we look at the way that they structured McCaffrey's extension and redo of his deal, and we could see that they're counting on Christian McCaffrey to remain healthy and remain available and remain unretired for several straight seasons. In the case of Trent Williams, well, he already happens to be under contract through 2026. That's through his age 38 season. But if you do redo his deal and you do push a lot of that money even further into the future than 2026, you're looking at a situation where a retirement could really cost you if you're the 49ers. So that's why structure is more important than money in this situation for the 49ers. They want to make sure that they are insulated to excessive risk in this contract renegotiation with Trent Williams. They can surf the wave of that rising salary cap, but they absolutely have to make sure that they account for the fact that Williams is advancing in age. Now, despite the fact that he's 36, Trent Williams remains one of the best, if not the best, tackle in all of football. Only Penei Sewell of the Detroit Lions had a higher PFF grade out of all tackles last season. So Williams is an A-list player. Nothing has degraded on that front. That means he has a whole heck of a lot of leverage right now. That means the 49ers have to listen and say, hey, okay, we hear you, Trent. We see that you're no longer the highest paid left tackle in football, according to APY. Here's the current list, by the way, APY-wise. It's Laremy Tunsil with the Houston Texans. He's number one in APY, $25 million per year, average per year. Andrew Thomas of the New York Giants is at $23.5 million average per year. He has the most fully guaranteed money by a lot, by the way. Andrew Thomas at $67 million fully guaranteed. Trent Williams, remember when he signed that deal, it edged out David Bakhtiari of the Packers, whose contract has since expired, by just a little bit, by about $10,000 per year. But Trent Williams is at $23 million annually, no longer number one. That ranks number three. A little bit ahead of Jordan Mailata of the Eagles at $22 million, and then Deion Dawkins of the Bills is at $20 million per year. So say that Trent Williams finds it important to be the highest paid tackle in football because he still thinks that he's the best tackle in football, and I think he has a strong case to that claim. Well, then the 49ers are going to have to bump up his pay to make him happy. You could see the remaining years on Trent Williams' contract right here. 2024, he's at $20 million. 2025, he's slated to make $22.5 million in base salary. And that goes up to the funny money year of 2026, $32.2 million in base salary. If you average those three numbers out, yes, you'll probably be close to that top figure in the NFL, that $25 million a year that belongs to Laremy Tunsil. But since none of it is guaranteed, the 49ers are going to have to sweeten that guaranteed money pot a little bit, and they're probably going to have to work on the base salary numbers for at least 2020, 2024, and 2025 a little bit. And I am thinking that the best solution, the best compromise that San Francisco will be able to find is to reduce that 2024 base salary to the veteran minimum. Again, that's what they did with Christian McCaffrey here. It's shaded in orange. Reduce the 2024 base salary to the veteran minimum, convert it to a signing bonus that you could spread out over the years, and then figure out a way to insulate yourself as best possible for 2025 and potentially even 2026. That might mean avoiding one of those option bonuses that we see here for Christian McCaffrey that doesn't kick in until 2025 and stretches forward until 2029. It might mean avoiding a maneuver like that, because if Trent Williams does indeed retire, if he's not going to be around forever, you will not want that money accelerating immediately to hit the salary cap. It's all about flow control. Remember, in terms of the cap, when I talk about flow control, we look at an assortment of sinks. The 49ers have the 2024 sink, they have the 2025 sink, the 26 sink, so on and so forth. Brock Purdy, we'll hear from here in a second, he's probably going to get paid a big amount of money in 2025. When you talk about the sink, every expenditure, so a contract for Brock Purdy, a contract for Trent Williams, every expenditure is water coming out of the faucet into the sink. You have to keep the water level under the lip of the sink in every single season. As soon as it overflows, you're in cap hell and you have a lot of trouble. You can drain the sink through restructures that push money into the future, like we saw with Christian McCaffrey, and you can determine how most of that water hits subsequent years' sinks through your uses of signing bonuses and option bonuses. So as the 49ers try to manage the flow control in the Trent Williams situation, they have to find the specific amount of money that both Trent would be okay with to end this holdout and the specific amount of money that they think they can fit under the rising salary cap. And they have to surf that rising salary cap with the Brock Purdy deal in mind, with all of the other business that they're taking care of in mind. The bottom line, though, is the 49ers can save 2024 salary cap space with both Williams and Ayuk. I've calculated that they can probably cut Brandon Ayuk's salary cap hit down from its current $14.1 million to about $8 million, so $6 million in savings for the 2024 season. And I think they, with a new contract, and I think that they can cut the salary cap hit of Trent Williams from its current spot of about $31 million to under $20 million with a new contract. The contingency that has to remain in place is that the cap has to continue rising. That's the bet that the 49ers are making. They have to find the sweet spot of the amount of money that they can pay both Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk that can fit contractually once they structure these deals under the salary cap, not just in 2024, where they obviously have space, but in 2025 and beyond, with the key being that unused salary cap space does carry over from season to season. So that's what's happening right now behind closed doors. Parag Marathe, the 49ers salary cap crew, they're sitting down with Trent Williams representation and trying to find the sweet spot numbers-wise so that Williams can maybe again say that he's the highest paid tackle in football because he's still playing like it, and also so the 49ers can help their own salary cap situation by having more flexibility with these numbers. And, you know, they did it with Christian McCaffrey. I think they're obviously trying to do it right now with Trent Williams. And in a way, even though Brandon Ayuk is only under contract for this 2024 season, they can also reap some of the same win-win benefits if they're able to execute it with Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers update today, we did see Brandon Ayuk out on that football field. He walked into John Lynch's office at the very start of practice, though. It's a hold-in officially for Brandon Ayuk, a hold-out for Trent Williams. Ayuk, by the way, the 49ers, if he hadn't shown up, then he would have been fined $40,000 per day. The 49ers could have rescinded those fines, though. The CBA allows you to rescind fines of players who are on the fifth-year option. Trent Williams right now is being fined $50,000 per day, and the 49ers cannot rescind those fines. So there's some urgency here to get it done from both sides. Williams doesn't want to continue to be fined $50,000 per day, especially if the 49ers can't rescind it. I'm sure that if negotiations are ongoing in good faith, and they've been going on for a while, according to Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers will be able to make up for the fine amounts in the contract itself. But once that total ends up, you know, summing up to a number that is a little too big, then it's going to be hard to make up for in the contract itself. So deadline pressure tends to create results, and that's what the 49ers are hoping for right now. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said today about the Trent Williams contract situation.
It was something I knew could be a possibility. I mean, I was hoping that he would be here, but I knew it could be a possibility, and I feel pretty confident that it'll all work out in the long run, and he'll be here, and we'll get on the same page with everything, but it's just one day of practice, and I think Trent will be all right missing a few practices.
So Kyle Shanahan is expecting this to last a few practices. Maybe it's resolved sooner, maybe it isn't. Let's hear from Brock Purdy and whether or not the 49ers quarterback is worried about Trent Williams' holdout.
It's first day of camp. I know he's dealing with some contract stuff, but, you know, for me, I got to go out there and lead the boys in the first day. You know, obviously this is a long process in terms of like camp, and we got time and all that. So, but for me, my mindset was go out, do my job today, and try to bring some energy to our offense. And that's where my focus was at.
And Brock Purdy did bring some good energy to the 49ers offense. He's picked up some muscle. That was one of the themes of my update that I gave from Levi Stadium a little bit earlier. He's really bulked up. You could tell. He says a couple pounds. I think it's probably more like 5. Purdy already had one of the strongest bases of any quarterback in the NFL. And, I mean, when you look at other guys with strong bases, Jalen Hurts, you look at Josh Allen for sure. I have Purdy in my top 4 of strongest bases in the NFL. And he has definitely used the offseason where he hasn't had to worry about elbow rehab to increase that strength. And maybe we're going to see him run a little bit more. Maybe the threat of the run on the read option is going to be a little bit greater. I think the 49ers are obviously very happy with their extremely efficient pocket-based quarterback in Brock Purdy, but they know that he can raise the ceiling of the offense with what he can do athletically. He also wants to be as durable as possible, especially if Trent Williams is not there in front of him. You want to be as durable as possible if you're Brock Purdy. But it's needless to say that Trent Williams, he's got some leverage in this situation with the 49ers. You know, it's funny because I think there's a high correlation between the amount of leverage that a player has over the team and whether or not he shows up for training camp. Look at Deebo Samuel in 2022. He didn't show up at the start of training camp before the contract was done a couple days in. So that was officially a holdout. Deebo Samuel, I mean, that was the height of his power. He was coming off a season where he went into God mode in 2021. He was the 49ers' most indispensable receiver and their most indispensable running back. A lot of people said, well, yeah, he's the whole offense, especially since they were moving to Trey Lance, a new quarterback in 2022. So it was going to be extremely important to have a dual-purpose weapon. So Deebo understood how much he meant to the 49ers in that offseason, and the holdout happened. And the 49ers were able to rectify the situation by rewarding Deebo Samuel with a new contract. Fast forward to 2023. That was the Nick Bosa contract season. We all know how important Nick Bosa is to what the 49ers are doing. Bosa is one of the best defensive players in the league. The 49ers defense, I think we saw eroding play from that unit. They dropped from number 1 to number 10 last season, even with Nick Bosa. You can only imagine how ugly things could have gotten without him. And he knew how important he was, and he knew the 49ers knew that. So Nick Bosa finally agreed to terms just a couple days before the start of the regular season. And the 49ers, I think, had to cave to Nick Bosa's demands in that 2023 run-up. So he had the leverage, and it definitely showed through his absence from the team facility. Brandon Ayuk has a lot less leverage than somebody like Bosa, than somebody like Deebo Samuel did in 2022, and somebody like Trent Williams, who happens to be holding out. So the guys with all the leverage have been holdouts, including Williams this year, because I think it's fair to say that the 49ers won't be able to reach their goals. They won't be able to operate normally on offense without Trent Williams. Brandon Ayuk, meanwhile, he's one of many really good weapons on this offense. Between McCaffrey, Kittle, and so many others, the 49ers can keep the offense floating, I think, at close to a number one level. Maybe not quite there without Brandon Ayuk. He's important. He makes you better, but he's not indispensable like some of these other guys. And I think that you could firmly put Trent Williams into that indispensable category. Anyway, Isaac Guerrero is probably going to undergo an MRI on his hamstring. Pulled up lame today at practice, and Kyle Shanahan did confirm that it was indeed a hamstring issue that the 49ers are looking at with Isaac Guerrero. So that's how San Francisco is going to fix this Trent Williams holdout. You heard from Purdy. You heard from Kyle Shanahan. You've got to look right now at what they did with Christian McCaffrey, because with no guaranteed money left on his deal, Trent Williams is in a similar boat. That similar boat is a structure is more important than money. Guaranteed money is what's truly the crux of the issue here for Trent Williams. And yes, of course, they're going to want to spice things up. I think Trent Williams would love to be back near the top of the APY list for all tackles. But as far as actually being able to get something done, it's going to be extremely important for the 49ers to find structure that insulates the risk for them, given the fact that Trent Williams is 36 years old. The good news is that a win-win is possible. The 49ers can save 2024 salary cap space with new deals for both Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. You can get both of these things done, save that 2024 space, and continue surfing the wave of the rising salary cap. So this is business as usual for the 49ers. We've seen so many of these situations. When you have a star-studded roster of guys making a lot of money and guys hitting the portion of their contracts where guaranteed money is no longer a thing, you're probably going to want to see renegotiations. It'd be weird if you didn't see renegotiations because, well, if you didn't, that means the player is probably not on the top of his game anymore. And Trent Williams is still delivering as one of the top tackles, if not the top tackle in football. All right, that's the latest for the 49ers. I'm going to have another show later tonight. Wanted to give you the intel on Trent Williams and his renegotiation and his current holdout as he looks to become potentially the highest paid tackle in football yet again. But I think first and foremost, Trent Williams wants some guaranteed money before he suits up for this 2024 season.